Civics 101 is supported in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
When voting hours are over, the voting place is closed and the election officials prepare to count the votes.
Because 500,000 absentee ballots needed to be counted.
Wait for states to perform the necessary checks, any post-election audits and recounts.
The boxes are unlocked and the ballots are taken out and counted orally.
I'm Hannah McCarthy. Today, we answer a question from listener Tyler DiCarlo. He asks, how do recounts work? That is a fantastically topical question. Now, there have been plenty of elections that were nail-biters, where one candidate just barely seemed to squeak by with a win. A recount may be undertaken if there are concerns about human error or fraud, and some states have laws about close elections automatically triggering recounts. Recounts can happen in local, state, federal, and presidential elections.
Ronald Reagan, with a percentage lead of 7 points, John Anderson has gotten 7 percentage points of his own.
Recounts can be triggered automatically or requested by candidates. As with almost all things in our United States, different states have different rules for their recounts. Only 43 states allow recounts. In 20 states, if the race is close, a recount is mandatory. For example, in Alabama, a 0.1% margin triggers a recount. That is a razor-thin margin. In some states, candidates can request a recount no matter how large the margin is. In others, it has to be within a certain range. A big hurdle with recounts, they are pricey. Election staffers have to retabulate the votes either by hand, machine, or electronically. It can be extremely time-consuming to go back through every ballot.
10,000 paper absentee ballots.
Now, the cost of an automatic recount is paid for by the state. Often, a candidate is under pressure to accept the results and decline the automatic recount so that the taxpayers don't have to foot the bill. In a case where a recount is requested by a candidate, the bill for the recount goes to the candidate. That candidate would have to be really convinced they won to want to shell out that much money.
Green Party candidate Jill Stein is calling for a recount in key battleground states. She's raised more than $4 million in donations to request recounts in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania.
Most states have a setup in which officials from each party are able to watch the recount to ensure that nothing fishy happens.
Only the election officials and party watchers are allowed to be present when the votes are counted.
Recounts can drag on, from days to even months. Perhaps the most famous recount was the presidential election recount of 2000, when all of the votes in Florida were counted. Again, the nation was on pins and needles waiting for a result, a slow-motion heart attack.
There were dimpled ballots, there were ballots with creases, there were ballots with lipstick on them, there were ballots with handwriting on them.
Well, it's not good for the country that it lingers on this way.
This is a time to respect every voter and every vote.
These people are as stupid as the day is long.
In the end, it came down to just 537 votes out of 6 million cast. The Supreme Court stepped in and stopped the recount that had been ordered in Florida. The original winner still stood.
But tonight, after a count, a recount, and yet another manual recount, Secretary Cheney and I are honored and humbled to have won the state of Florida, which gives us the needed electoral votes to win the election.
That's the big thing with recounts. They rarely actually change the result of a race. I'm talking 0.064% of races that are recounted actually get reversed. That's recounts, folks. I hope we cleared that up for you. If you have any questions, send them our way. Go to civics101podcast.org.